Welcome to the Make Movies Great Again podcast, the only show in the universe with the sole mission of destroying cynicism at the box office. Here are your hosts, Matt, Adam, and Sean.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Make Movies Great Again Movie Club. This week, we're talking about The Submarine Kid. It's on Netflix. It was easy for you guys to watch. No excuses. Did everybody see it?
I want to start off by saying I did not watch it.
Damn, I was like, shit. As I was saying that, I'm like, watch one of us not have seen it.
I haven't watched it. Okay. I did watch a trailer, okay. And I want to do this a little differently.
Okay.
First of all, I did watch Little Evil, and okay. I thought that was a solid medium. Honestly, what took me out of it, and I heard you guys liked it, which is fine, were I liked the group of friends as the group. It drove me up the wall when they got in the monster truck to knock down a fucking fence.
Yes. That's
it drove me up the wall. Yeah, that's it's nuts. Like it was way too campy for me. I even liked the final scene when he like takes a second and throws the ball and like
yeah
whatever like Chekhov's gun. They mentioned his ability earlier and now here it is paying off. Like I get that.
Sure.
I even liked his friend's character.
Yeah.
The his coworker, the woman, whatever her name was.
Shit, what was her name? Fuck.
Whatever, she was great. I thought it was hilarious, yeah. But that, I don't know, it was just, it really murdered it for me. It was a solid, solid thumbs medium.
What was the last, we did one too where one of us didn't see
it. It was Baby's Day Out, and I got away scot-free.
Oh, that's right. There's no punishment. So the punishments are out the window. But I think that was one of the better movie clubs. I think it'll be good for me and Adam to, we'll talk about it. We'll describe it a little bit.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to do this where I watched a trailer.
Okay.
And I thought to myself, this movie looks shitty.
Okay.
Did you guys watch the trailer?
I did watch the trailer, yeah.
Okay, so I thought it looked campy.
Okay.
I thought that it was going to be bad acting.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be bad writing.
Okay.
Just from the trailer.
Okay.
And I thought like it was gonna want to be something that it wasn't.
Okay.
So now you guys go.
Because I
do intend to watch this.
Okay. So starting off, I think most of the acting was, in my opinion, bad.
Okay.
I thought that Finn was the exception. Okay. I thought that the main character was the exception, and I think that his love interest, not his girlfriend, but his love interest, Alice, in the movie, is also the exception. I thought they were both exceptional
is
acting.
Is that Emile DeRaven?
I don't know who she is.
She's a black-haired girl.
Yes, her.
Okay, she's in Lost, and I loved her in Lost.
Okay, she was. I thought she was great in this. And Adam, I'll give you a chance to rebut here. But
I agree. I agree with what you said so far. I thought the two leads were good, but the actors that played the group of friends, I didn't think any of them were particularly good.
No,
the girlfriend, I didn't think any of them were pretty good. The guy that owns the bookstore, the other Marine, I thought he was okay. What do you have, two or three scenes?
Yeah, he only had two scenes, and I thought he was good as well, but I can't even really count him as a character.
No, you can't count him.
It sucks, because he was, you're right, he was very good. Even, what is the submarine kid's actual name in the movie? Well, I mean, what is Finn's name in the movie?
Spencer.
Spencer's dad is played by the state senator from The Office.
Yeah, and he's from Heroes.
Is he from Heroes?
Yeah.
He wasn't very good in it either.
No.
I'm being honest.
Well, he's not that good in Heroes either.
Okay.
But like, it fits in Heroes.
Okay.
Also, I make an exception for Heroes because I like it so much, and you guys still need to watch season one. Yeah. But yeah, I was looking at the trailer, and I was wondering, I was curious to see if anything I said hit the nail.
So, but while I say the acting was, for the most part, not great, but again, Finn, the main characters were awesome. People who were on screen the most, him and his Alice, who was
Emile DeRaven.
Yeah, they were great. I think the writing was strong.
Writing was strong?
I think the writing was very strong. I thought it was a very compelling story. Adam, what do you think about that? Or what do you think?
I agree. I mean, it didn't blow the roof off for me. It's somewhere between a thumbs medium and a thumbs up for me. But Sean, if you intend on watching this, and yeah. I'm going to assume you got this from the trailer because I got it from the trailer also, that Emile DeRaven isn't real. Like, she's not. Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay.
you're gonna get it.
Yeah,
you're gonna get it pretty early.
Yeah, you'll get it. You get it well, right away.
I get that it's a mentality movie, right? He's getting over PTSD.
Yes.
So he's got coping mechanisms.
Right.
So now I know she's one of them.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm not worried about it.
I thought it was a unique story of a Marine getting over his PTSD and also helping someone else in the process.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm actually more interested now.
It's
not just about him getting over the PTSD. She has an agenda too.
Yeah, because this is already cat's out of the bag, and even if she is just a coping mechanism for Spencer, there's still a gratifying, like, there's still, like, he's trying to help her out. Even if she doesn't exist, it doesn't matter, because there's still this other half of the story that it lends to, like, fantasy a little bit. So you can even, you know what I mean, the thing is, it doesn't matter, like I'm trying to say, is it doesn't matter if it's real or not. It's still real in the sense of, like, it has a completing story. And
so he's helping her out?
You start to figure out towards the end.
He's helping, like, her out. So
that works.
Like, you have a purpose, right?
Yes.
Is it kind of like you can still help people? Like, you went through this terrible thing, witnessed all this crap. That sucks. Like,
nobody
should have to do that, but you can still help people and, like,
it's
still have a purpose.
It's kind of that, but it's not spelled out that way.
Yeah.
It's very vague. And like I said, I thought the writing was good, so what I'm going to say is not, you know, hurting it at all. It's vague. Like, it's they kind of just leave it open. And, like, I thought Finn, what is his last name, Adam?
Finn Wittrock.
From
Western Mass.
Really? Hey.
Born in Western Mass.
Where? Do you know the town?
Not off the top of my head.
Do you know how many... It's like an absurd amount of celebrities have come from Newton, Mass.
Really?
Yeah, it's
not Newton.
Okay. Newton's not really Western, but... What was it?
I'm looking it up right now.
John Krasinski's one of them.
Okay.
This is one of them. There's many.
I'm sure. Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
He coached basketball in Rhode Island.
I did know that. At
Gordon.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. So did Lindy.
Lindy?
Lindy had the same job.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Lenox, Massachusetts.
Lenox, okay. Yep.
So I liked his acting. I thought he portrayed a really good, like, someone who has dealing with PTSD. I thought that was really good. I liked that this movie dealing with PTSD wasn't the same PTSD story, and, like, I don't want to make it a one-off, like, story. This is just, like, a thing that happens in Hollywood a lot, like how they make Transformers movies.
Yeah.
Like, it's usually portrayed in the same way, like, but this one took a really interesting angle to it and added, like, the fantasy to it and added, like, this story about the submarine kid, this comic book.
Okay.
I thought that was cool.
Does the comic book exist?
Adam, it does, right?
The submarine kid? I have no idea.
I think from what I gathered...
Not in our real life, but the movie's real life.
Oh, in the movie, it's a real book in the movie.
Yeah, from what I gathered, it's a real book. So
that's interesting. I'm actually more interested now that I know that it's, like, a little bit deeper and she.
I would not qualify it as campy at all.
Okay,
Sean.
All right, cool.
Matt, would you?
No. The acting is kind of shitty, so I think I think that the trailer might have, like, led you to believe that, but I think overall it's pretty decent. Yeah, right. Not campy.
So it's I'll give this a I'll give this one a thumbs up. It's a thumbs up for me.
Okay, it's a thumbs
up. I'm glad because I saw the trailer for this a long time ago. When I, like, after I watched season 4 of American Horror Story, where Finn Wittrock was in, and I thought he was incredible in that season. He plays the one where he plays Dandy, Sean.
Okay.
And so I was really interested to see something else he was in. And, you know, this didn't lessen my opinion of him. I thought, you know, he showed a nice range of acting here, you know, rather than, you know, a Marine in distress instead of a psychopathic, overprivileged man-child.
Fair enough. I'm going to go ahead and give it a thumbs medium.
Thumbs medium?
Okay. I enjoyed it, but I think that now that I'm trying to get, like, a baseline for what I usually give thumbs up, thumbs down, and thumbs medium for these, it's got to fall thumbs medium.
I got you.
So I'm giving it thumbs medium. But like I said, really enjoyed it. I kind of really hope that Finn Wittrock is Nightwing. I really hope that that happens for him. I hope that that rumor is true and that he gets cast, because I think he's a very talented actor, and he definitely has the physical ability, I feel like.
Yeah, he's in pretty awesome shape.
Pretty good shape, yeah. He also wrote the movie.
Really? He wrote Submarine Kid?
Maybe I could be wrong. Yeah, it's just...
Hold on, let's fact check.
Yeah, please fact check this. Because I was in bed last night. I thought that's what Lindy said when I was watching it. Yeah, screenplay, Finn Wittrock and Eric... Eric Billich.
Yeah, I don't know. Wow, impressive.
Yeah. So, thought the writing was pretty good. Seems like a pretty talented guy.
Cool.
Get him in there, Nightwing. I think that's going to do it for Movie Club. Sean, you're going to have to watch it and report back. We're going to be watching Cloud Atlas next week. Again, that is on Netflix. Very easy for everybody to watch. Steal a password, watch it somehow. Even T-Mobile now. If you have T-Mobile for your cell phone plan, they give you free.
Ridiculously annoying commercial.
Yeah. They give you free Netflix. So if you didn't know that, go to your Netflix account online and check that out, and you'll be able to get Netflix for free. So if you're paying for it now, cancel that shit and sign up via T-Mobile, and you'll be all good with Netflix. Mm. Pretty cool.
Also, I'm pretty sure Xfinity subscribers also get Netflix.
Just Netflix. So there's a way to get Netflix out there.
I don't like this.
Watch.
Why? I don't like this.
Why?
It's just gonna be coming next HBO. You gotta buy the package. Yeah, right. This is the anti-Netflix for me.
All right, everybody, watch Cloud Atlas. We'll talk to you guys next week. See you, Sean. See you, Adam.
Gia.
Later, guys.